Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. Philadelphia police have arrested a man they say sexually assaulted a young girl after he broke into a home in the city's Mayfair neighborhood last month. Here's KYW Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson.
Tyreek Collier has been charged with statutory sexual assault, rape, and burglary, accused of breaking into a home in the early morning hours of September 18th and attacking a little girl sleeping in her bed. Authorities say it was 28-year-old Collier, who also goes by the name Tyreek Jackson, who got into the home on Cottman Avenue and assaulted the girl with her younger sibling sleeping nearby. When she awoke, they say she was somehow able to get away and yell for her mother, who came rushing to her aid. The suspect escaped. Investigators searched for surveillance video and eventually found some that matched the description the girl gave. Collier has two prior gun conviction cases from a 2015 and 2016 arrest, as well as a criminal trespassing conviction from a few years ago.
He is scheduled for a preliminary hearing later this month. A $300 million civil lawsuit has been filed on behalf of a Camden County man who was shot during an apparent road rage incident. The suit alleges the suspected gunman, an off-duty New York cop, should not have been allowed to possess a gun. More from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
On May 17th, 30-year-old Kishan Patel was shot in Voorhees Township along Route 73. He no longer has functioning arms or legs and needs 24/7 specialized medical care. The alleged gunman, 27-year-old Hugh Tran, currently in Camden County Jail, is accused of firing his service weapon at Patel. Patel's lawyer, Joseph Marone, says Tran had well-established problems the NYPD knew about and transferred him off the street into a communications role. The civil suit alleges the city and police leadership failed to take the necessary actions.
When they have clear evidence that this person has significant alcohol problems, significant PTSD, significant drug use, whatever he may have, why didn't they take the steps, or why aren't they taking the steps to remove them? At least take their gun away, if not remove them from the force or put them on some type of suspension.
The NYPD, its former commissioner, and Mayor Adams are among those named in the suit.
The NYPD is not commenting on the pending litigation. PennDOT announces Operation Yellow Jacket, a partnership with state police aimed at getting drivers to slow down and pay attention in work zones. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwort reports.
PennDOT Executive Director for the Southeastern District, Dean Abazi.
Distracted and aggressive driving are the leading causes of crashes in work zones. In 2023, 1,216 work zone crashes resulted in 22 fatalities and 45 serious injuries.
Abbasi says while most drivers slow down and follow the rules when they see a state police vehicle under what's tabbed Operation Yellow Jacket, state police troopers will be in PennDOT work trucks watching for violations.
Like speeding, tailgating, and distracted driving. When they see something, another trooper stationed down the road is contacted with the information and they initiate a traffic stop.
State Police Captain Gerald McShay says hopefully drivers recognize they might get pulled over even if they don't see a state police vehicle.
Just to send a message that we are taking this seriously and that, you know, our main goal is for people to get home safe.
Abbasi says since 1970, there have been 91 PennDOT workers killed on the job. Stores in the Philadelphia suburbs are reporting a sharp uptick in toilet paper and paper towel sales, suggesting that some people are panic buying in response to the port strike. As KYW's Pat Loeb reports, experts say that's not only unnecessary, it could cause problems down the road.
Those items are not coming through these ports.
Dr. Subodha Kumar of Temple's Fox School of Business says he gets it. Memories of COVID shortages are making people panic. But the vast majority of paper products are made in the U.S. and are sent to stores by truck or rail. So not only are they not affected by a port strike, panic buying them causes huge headaches.
All these supply chains are designed for certain demand. If people start buying more, it messes up the supply chain for several weeks or several months. Because now people have access of it, so they will buy less than usual.
Dr. Kumar says some goods will be affected, largely fresh fruit, which neither stores nor consumers can stockpile. He adds that unlike COVID, stores anticipated this strike and stocked up on shelf-stable items such as auto parts.
The right thing to do is just don't do anything about it. We'll be fine with toilet paper.
The strike is affecting U.S. ports from Maine to Texas, representing about 45,000 dock workers. It's their first strike since 1977. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.